On this last Sunday of the church year, we celebrate the feast, our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. Pope Pius XI established this solemnity in 1925 to combat the rise of secularism and nationalism. Communism, fascism, and Hitler's rise to power in Germany at that time claimed total control and ownership of their people and their labor. Pope Pius XI responded that the only weapon against such military forces and human chaos was the acknowledgement of a sovereign Christ. Today's readings help us to understand who Jesus as King was. The first reading from 2 Samuel ties the concept of kingship to the notion of shepherding the people. David was anointed king and was instructed to shepherd his people. Several times in Scripture and in the hymns that we have sung throughout this liturgical year, we hear Jesus referred to as the Good Shepherd. In the second reading from St. Paul to the Colossians, he not only called Christ the image of the invisible God, but also said, God has delivered us from the power of darkness and moved us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. God's desire is that we participate in Christ's kingdom as it is revealed in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, our Christ. The gospel reading helps us to reflect on the meaning of Jesus the Christ, King of the universe and King of our lives. Even more so, Luke's many gospel passages heard throughout this past year provide insight about the kind of king Jesus was and is, and how we are to honor this king. Luke's gospel doesn't refer to Jesus as a king until the time of his passion. Then Luke tells us that when Jesus made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, the crowd on that day cried out, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." Later, however, Jesus avoided claiming the designation for himself when Pilate asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus replied, "You say so." At the crucifixion, his executioners turned the title into a way to mock him. They knew he couldn't be a king. There was no jeweled crown, only a crown of thorns. There was no gold-plated throne, only a wooden cross. There were no trumpets blaring, no choirs chanting, only the stark inscription above his head claiming, "This is the King of the Jews." Today, however, the church celebrates this feast, the feast of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. In doing so, the church attempts to emphasize the kind of kingship that Jesus represents, a kingship that refines the true authority of what this world really is. It's a kingship that refuses all the riches common to rulers of the world. It's a kingship that uses language like mercy and forgiveness. It's a kingship that can be summarized in one word, servanthood. These are the virtues in full display in the crucifixion scene as found only in the Gospel of Luke, featuring the two criminals hanging alongside of Jesus. One recognizes that he needs forgiveness. He says to Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus, while undergoing the cruelest form of death imaginable, remains true to his identity as the face of God. He not only forgives the man, but promises, "Today you will be with me in paradise." No gospel writer gives more attention to mercy and compassion of Jesus than Luke. Throughout Luke's gospel, proclaimed throughout the ordinary time this year, he calls upon Christian disciples to identify with the Master Jesus, who cares for the poor and the lowly, the outcast, the sinner and the afflicted, and all those who recognize their dependence on God. Luke's stories of Jesus healing the sick, raising the dead, and the Father welcoming his prodigal son provide a roadmap for discipleship. And today's story on the cross, while Jesus is mocked, spat upon, and nailed to a piece of wood, he offers forgiveness. Luke has given us story after story of how Jesus demonstrated what it means to be his disciple, of how we are called to treat others, how we are called to be Christ in our families, to our co-workers, and to the people we meet on the streets, and to ourselves. The kingdom of Jesus is not found in the world's centers of power, but within human hearts. It is not built by deals among the powerful, but by caring and compassionate hands. Christ's reign was and is by selfless charity, mercy, and justice. Advent begins this Sunday, as you probably have noticed as you looked at your missals here in the pews today, making this week, however, the final week of the church year. This feast and the four Sundays which follow invite us to reflect upon who this King is, this God incarnate, and what it means to be Christ's disciples. As we make the transition from ordinary time to Advent and enter into the busyness of the holiday season, now is a good time to reflect upon a few questions. If we recognize Christ as our King, how does that impact our daily lives? Do we make the kingdom of God, his selfless love, mercy, and caring present to those we meet? Do we follow Christ, the peacemaker, and work with mutual love and respect to build and sustain relationships within our families, within our workplaces, and our parish community, and our wider community? Are we good stewards of all the blessings and the natural resources we have been given? Do we lend a helping hand and encourage, heal and give comfort, and empower those on life's margins? When we do those things, such as loving and serving others, that's when we give honor to our King, and we are citizens then of the same kingdom Jesus came to establish on this earth as we prepare to be with our God forever